Hello and welcome back to The Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and memory lane traveler, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is, I don't do fun, I do comedy. So, I'm casually flipping through the New York Daily News last week when I saw an old familiar face, Ray Garvey. The headline read, Fame for Brooklyn's Great Guy, Athlete, Cop, Actor, Funny Man. Ray was being posthumously inducted into the Brooklyn Softball Hall of Fame. He was only 52 years old when he died from cancer. Funny, I never thought I'd get to the point in my life when the phrase, only 52, would come out of my mouth. As my eyes welled up with tears, I thought, has Ray really been gone for 3 years? I remember going to the wake, and it seemed like a New York City comedy industry who's who. It was only fitting. Not only did Ray have many friends, but he'd also given opportunities to a lot of people. I was one of them. I knew of Ray as an actor and comic, but an athlete and former cop? I had no idea. You see, when I met Ray, he was managing the now-defunct but legendary Pips Comedy Club in Brooklyn. Back then, the Sheepshead Bay neighborhood was not known for its friendliness to non-residents. It was, to be polite, clannish. Pips itself had a reputation for being a rough-and-tumble room. The audience would eat you up like a cheap hors d'oeuvre. Think the Caucasian Apollo. But I was young enough in my career to perform anywhere that would have me. My courage was bigger than my discomfort. Well, not always. I'll admit that at the time, going to the rough rooms in white neighborhoods seemed easier than going to the ones deep on the Chitlin circuit. Having had a taste of both, risking the ridicule and rejection of outsiders seemed less painful. You know what they say. No one can hurt you quite like family. I'm sure there's some kind of historically charged pathology at work here that greater minds than mine can suss out, define, and judge. Feel free. Just please don't all pile on at once. Let she who is without complicated cultural quandaries cast the first stone. To be honest, the hardest thing for me about going to Pips wasn't the neighborhood or the audience. It was Ray himself. He was so laid back and easygoing that it disturbed me. My very first time at the club, the show was supposed to start at 9 p.m., so of course I got there at 8:30. I sat at the bar with my smoke-eating, maple syrup-smelling candle. Smoking in bars and clubs was still legal then. While 9 p.m. came and went. 9:15, 9:30. I was getting antsy. Ray showed no signs of worry. He knew his audience. They would either show up or they wouldn't. When the show finally did start, I didn't know when I would be going on stage or how much time I would be doing. These things were important to know, or so I thought. I asked Ray, since he was the manager and the one giving me the stage time, but he just shrugged his shoulders. The shrug said, I'd go on when the MC introduced me, and I'd do whatever amount of time felt right. What? Really? This made me very uncomfortable. I was used to way more structure, but Ray's attitude was, have fun. And in my head I thought, I don't do fun, I do comedy. Yeah, I was a pretty tense chick. I am slightly, and I do mean only slightly, less uptight now than I was then. Would I like to know when I'm going on and how much time I'm doing? Sure. Before a workout showcase City Spot, I don't necessarily need to have it in writing 24 hours in advance. Ray gave me the chance not just to perform and become a stronger comedian, but also to learn and grow as a person. I'm not sure if there's a Hall of Fame for that, but there should be. Thanks for listening. If you're a fan of the Urban Irma podcast and blog, please visit theurbanirma.com, click the donate button, and buy your favorite writer, comic, and cool chick a cup of coffee. Any amount will help keep the good times coming. Thanks so much for the love and support.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will.